Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
We have Bryson Tiller tickets that we're going to give away right now. 207-807-1104 is the phone number. 207-807-1104 is the phone number. It's Throwback Thursday. What do we want to reminisce about today?
We're going to talk about children's television series. What kids' show do you actually enjoy, even though you're a grown adult? When it comes on,
oh, that's
like,
what it's going to be?
Yeah. Do you not want to do that?
I thought you were going to say, well, like, what, like, kids' show did you watch?
No, because I was inspired by this question because there was an episode of Bluey that came out not too long ago, and all the parents on my Instagram feed were reposting about this episode, and so I watched the clip because I wanted to know. It didn't hit the same for me because I've never seen an episode of Bluey in my life, but I think I got the gist of it.
Okay. I'm going to have to change my answer, but I'm
good. Okay. But parents love Bluey. So that got me thinking, what kids show do you actually like? If it's on, you'll say, no, I could watch a few episodes. This isn't too bad.
What's your pick? Is it Bluey?
No, I just said I'd never seen it before. It's until I watched that clip. My answer is Peppa Pig.
Oh, interesting.
Have you ever seen an episode?
No. I've heard it's really annoying, though.
What? Okay, well, maybe I am just an annoying person because to me, it's mesmerizing. Like, I could get sucked into watching 10 episodes of Peppa Pig.
I wasn't listening, by the way, because my mind was doing mental gymnastics trying to come up with an answer after you changed, or after
I thought you changed it.
You just didn't tell me the full question earlier, so I was like,
The full question, I said, what kid show do you actually like?
As an adult. As a kid, I was going to say Fraggle Rock. Random show, but I haven't watched that since I was like six.
I used to watch that too.
Fraggle Rock was awesome, but as an adult, I don't really spend much time around kids or watching kid shows, so if I like turned it on by myself, it'd be creepy. But I was over Maura's sister's house, and she has two young kids, and they were watching Spidey and His Amazing Friends, and I was getting into
it. Oh yeah, I've seen a few episodes of that.
They're like,
after being around kids.
Kids superheroes.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
So I'm going with Spidey and His Amazing Friends. That's my answer.
Good choice.
Peppa Pig, Spidey and His Amazing Friends. What kids' TV show do you enjoy as an adult?
What kids' show do you actually like?
You're like, eh, I don't mind this one.
Well, there are certain shows. I remember when I was a kid growing up, my mom hated the show Adventure Time because my sister's 5 years younger than me. So she was younger watching the show as a child. I was in middle school, and my mom, every time it would come on, she'd say, no, 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 I can't stand this show.
We're
Change
not doing this.
The channel.
Linda in Biddeford, what children's TV show do you enjoy as an adult?
Miraculous Ladybug.
I've never heard of this.
Miraculous Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir.
Yes!
He just Googled it.
I Googled it. I'm not that smart. But thanks for blowing up my spot, Tara.
I figured you were Googling it. It was kind of obvious the way you were.
Yeah, you were literally typing. You were like, sound it out.
They're two teenagers.
It's pretty good.
Oh, they like solve crimes in Paris, right?
Yeah, and they like are secretly in love with each other, but like, I don't know, never put the, they like take forever to finally tell each other. And I'm into that story.
Wait, so they really are in love with each other? It's not just the fans of the show rooting them to be together?
Yeah, and like, so when she's Ladybug and he's Cat Noir, they like got a thing for each other. But then when they're in like their little, you know, kid body form or whatnot, they're like fucking nervous, and she's like kind of cringe to watch the way she reacts around him, you know. It's like that awkwardness you feel for her through the TV, and then I'm like, wow, how am I like 8 episodes in with this stuff, and the kids, it's their fault.
Yeah, you got sucked into it.
It sounds like
you're attached to the characters.
You're really wrapped up in the love story here.
Well, yeah, you know, I got 3 kids, so I get to watch it. Well, when it first came out, my almost 15-year-old, who actually really wants to see the tickets that you are giving away, she like binge-watched the new episode and then sucked me into it, and I had to watch the second. And I'm like, oh my God, now I have to know how it ends.
Whoa.
Wow, look at that. Must watch TV.
I just, I don't know. I'm trying to be less of a creep, but I just looked up. This is the girl who plays the Ladybug in real life. This is who voices it.
Oh my God.
Oh, I didn't go that deep. I didn't look up the characters.
She's very gorgeous, and Ryan's drooling.
Wow,
oh my
wee-wah.
God, I believe it.
Okay. You're trying to win these Bryson Tiller tickets. You've been trying all week. Let's make it happen. We're gonna hook you up with a pair of tickets. You're going to the show, or your daughter's
oh
going to the
God,
show.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't, gonna freak out.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Are you going to let her go by yourself or are you going to take her?
Oh, yeah, I'm going. I'm interested. I want to see what this is all about.
All right, all right.
You do seem very interested in what your kids like. So, yeah, you should go.
I am very hands-on. It's crazy. I'm, like, obsessed with my kids.
Aww.
And for the record, the person who plays voices Ladybug is a full-grown adult. I don't want it to sound...
Oh, actually, that's a good disclaimer.
Yeah, I want to put that out there when I look. No, okay.
I'm telling you, it always. But I can't make my voice sound like I'm like 13. So
you know what? This is going
to
be.
The woman is actually, to clarify, she's 36 years old.
Okay.
There's nothing creepy going on
Thank
here.
Thank you. I will say we're not going to be able to have it in 9 months when they take TikTok away from us, but I have enjoyed seeing like the voice actors do little TikTok reels and you're like,
oh, I love it.
Damn, that's what they look like?
That's actually always been a dream of mine.
Yes, me too. Or like just watching random TikTokers like doing the like impressions of people's voices. There's some out there that can do like six people and I'm like, holy crap, you really sound like Will Smith. Like what? And just to chime in on your morning conversation, as a kid, I loved, what is it, the magical school bus?
What was it, Miss Frazzle Frizzle?
Yes, Miss Frazzle, man, that was a good one.
That was a good one, when they would shrink the bus down and go inside the human body and explore.
Yeah, and do some crazy stuff, and I loved the little, like, redhead with the curls. He was, like, the caution one. That's totally me, so I, like, live for his hair.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
Today marks 6 months since the tragedy in Lewiston, and the community is honoring victims of the tragedy at a gathering at Simard Payne Memorial Park in Lewiston at 6:30 p.m. this evening. On Tuesday, President Joe Biden signed the bill into law, which gives TikTok's parent company ByteDance 9 months to sell the app, or it will be banned from app stores in the United States. Goodbye. All of the content creators, they got 9 months to figure out what they're going to do. It's going to affect a lot of their income from the creator fund that they got money for, sponsored posts, all of that.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
Or if you have those, I see a lot of people with the Amazon shops, like link in my bio for the Amazon shop.
They make money off of that. What's going to happen? They're all going to go over to Reels.
Yeah. You got 9 months to tell people what your handle is on Reels. Hey, thanks for watching this TikTok. Make sure you follow me on Reels for when this all gets shut down in the United States. I got a feeling that they're going to figure something out.
I do too.
They're not going to let it go. I know that ByteDance said that they're going to fight this through the courts and all of that. Their CEO put out a statement yesterday as soon as it was signed by Biden. We shall see how this goes down, but they got 9 months to figure it out. On Tuesday, the Federal Trade Commission banned non-compete agreements between companies and workers. Non-compete clauses have prevented employees from changing jobs within their industries for a specific time period. Hours later, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said it would sue to block the ruling, calling it unnecessary and unlawful. I'm not sure how many industries this affects, but it's a big deal for radio industries. A lot of people sign contracts and then they can't jump over to another station in the same market after they get let go because of the contract or after they leave. Because of the contract?
I mean, to a certain degree, I do understand why these non-compete agreements exist. But then when I've seen it happen to people, I'm like, that sucks.
The big complaint is that it messes with the livelihood of the person. They're no longer allowed to work in a certain area and do that skill that they're...
Yeah, so then they have to take a year off doing something completely different than, you know, what they're used to doing. And then are they going to be able to jump back in at a different place with the career path that they've been following? Or will that new employer be like, looks like you took a year off. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Or, I assume people in media are more understanding of it because they know the deal. But still, I know people that they do a completely different career path and they go work in insurance for a year. And you're like, wait, what?
You had to wait for that non-compete to go. Or you could move out of the radius clause and go work, you know, in a different town, in a different state. But that also
costs a lot of money to move.
Is asking a lot of a person. Yeah, for sure. The U.S. birth rate has fallen to a record low, ending the uptick in new babies that began during the pandemic. The birth rate is so low right now that it's below what is needed to replace deaths of previous generations since 1971. So
people, are we surprised?
Got to get busy out there. Let's go. We got to repopulate the earth.
Well, we need more money. I keep saying it. If I had more money, I think I would be on to kid number two by now. But I barely have enough money for myself, so I'm not doing it.
I saw it. What's his name? Andrew Tate.
Oh my God, that stupid post.
Yeah, I get it. He called me gay in the post.
I know he did.
He said, if you're 40 and you have no kids,
I almost...
and you have sex, you're gay. Even if you have sex with a woman.
I almost took a screenshot of this and sent it to you, but then I thought...
It was like directly talking to me.
It was directly talking to you, but then I thought, first of all, this might be inappropriate to send to a coworker, and second of all, you might actually be offended because it's if you're offended. 40 with no kids, you're gay. So I was like, I'm not going to send that.
I was like, geez, what did I do to Andrew Tate today? Woke up and... How many kids does he have?
I don't know, actually.
I don't think he has any, does he?
I really don't know. We know that he is a deranged man.
I know that.
To begin with.
Yes.
So anything he says is not to be taken seriously. But that was a very bizarre thing. And yes, I almost sent it to you, but I didn't want to offend you.
Yeah, I would have went to HR and been like, my coworker sent me this meme that says I'm gay. I feel attacked. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying it's just weird to say.
Like, it was like 40, no kids. It was like... almost too perfect, but I thought, I had like an angel and a devil on my shoulder, and I said, I should probably sit this one out.
Me? What else do we have? We got one last thing for five things, and it's a doozy. A company has unveiled a robot dog companion with a flamethrower attached.
Why would anyone ever need this?
Throw Flame, they're a flamethrowing company, so I guess they're just looking to make another product. They do all sorts of flamethrowers, but this one's called the Therminator. It's the first ever flamethrowing quadruped robot dog. The Ohio-based firm announced the $9,420 bot is available for purchase by the general public and government agencies for the first time. So you can go on throwflame.com if you want a robot dog that has a flamethrower strapped to the back. The flamethrowing dog can avoid obstacles. It can leap through the air. The device has laser sighting and can operate for an hour. I was watching some video footage of it on throwflame.com. Pretty wild.
Why would anyone ever need this? It sounds so dangerous. The people that would buy it, you're going to burn down your whole backyard.
Yeah, it looked like they would just...
Or you're going to hurt somebody or yourself.
The dog in the video is just burning like brush.
Is this real?
100%. I'm on the website right now.
Are we sure it's not a prank?
No.
I don't believe anything these days.
Look, it's a flamethrower company. So there's all their products. You go to their products, flamethrowers. They have the regular flamethrowers. They have a drone flamethrower. It's a regular thing.
I don't know, man.
Oh, give me 10 grand.
A flamethrowing robot dog.
Oh, free shipping. So we're good. So $9,420 free shipping.
Let's buy one right now and put it on the company card.
I'm adding it to the cart. Proceed to checkout. Oh, do we have a coupon code? Can you search TikTok for a coupon code for the flamethrower?
No, I don't support it.
Direct bank transfer. Oh, we can pay with Bitcoin. We got 10% off.
Really?
That is five things you need to know made how to Maine by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com. Coming up, we're going to play Brains for Bank. I think we got, what, $200 in the prize pot? Did we get a winner last night?
Yeah, actually, there was a winner last night.
Oh, there was? So it's back to 100?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, $100 in the prize pot. What's up? I'm Morning's Morning.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Drake's recent tailor-made freestyle featuring the AI voices of Snoop and Tupac making fun of Kendrick Lamar, it's getting him into some trouble. Tupac's estate was not pleased. Billboard reports that Drake was served a cease and desist from Pac's estate to remove the song from social media within 24 hours or else. A litigator for the estate said the estate is deeply dismayed and disappointed by your unauthorized use of Tupac's voice and personality. He called it a blatant abuse of legacy of one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time. The estate would never have given its approval for this use, and then added the unauthorized, equally dismaying use of Tupac's voice against Kendrick Lamar, a good friend to the estate who has given nothing but respect to Tupac and his legacy publicly and privately, compounds the insult. So they said, take it down. We don't like it.
I'm not surprised by this at all. When he dropped this with the AI verses, I was like, wait, we're not supposed to do this.
I mean, Snoop took it a little more lightly than Tupac's estate, but RIP Tupac. Obviously, they're going to be very delicate with his legacy. Drake's not a stranger to like doing promotional things and putting things up and getting it taken down, though. I feel like he does it and then he asks for forgiveness later. Like, remember, was it Vogue? He did the Vogue magazine and then they had to take that down. And there was a couple other things that he did promotionally and they could go either way. I remember he did the fake Howard Stern interview. There was a bunch of other stuff he did. And some people say, oh, that was cool. And other people say, I'm not with that.
I feel like it's a little different, though, because with the Howard Stern, was that a music video or was that just promotion for the upcoming?
He just did a fake interview.
Yeah, so that to me is different than this is a song that people can stream that he can make money off of. And then the estate is saying,
I don't know.
He did not approve this.
Well, I don't know if he put this up. I don't think this is available on streaming. He just put this on social media and dropped it as like a troll move for Kendrick. But the fact still stands that Pac is dead, allegedly. It's not a good look. Moving along, Kanye, Ty Dolla $ign, we have a new date for Vultures 2. Do you think this is going to actually happen? It was supposed to drop March 8th, but according to Ye, the new release date is May 3rd.
I have no idea anymore. I can't keep up with him.
Big Sean wants his X experience to not be X-rated. He posted a tweet saying, it's hornier than Pornhub on here. Sheesh, damn near gotta be dolo just to open this blank up. And then he added, this is not one of those tweets that drop nothing freaky under either.
Yeah. Anytime I look at the replies of a tweet, it's a sex bot. We actually got one on the Hot Radio main account for Brains for Bank. A sex bot replied to one of the trivia questions.
Said, Brains for Bank? I'll show you brains.
It was something like that. God. Precisely.
It is pretty crazy. It's like
it
turned into the Wild West after Elon Musk took over. It was always kind of edgy, but now there's like, what, no censorship over there?
It was edgy. I mean, if you were following accounts or interacting with people that were retweeting that kind of stuff, and that's why it would be on your feed. But I could just be, you know, waiting for my car to get an oil change, and I'm scrolling through Twitter and I see a tweet about it, the day being a palindrome. And then I go to the responses and it's just full blown porn. And I'm like, ah! Okay.
Well, that's why he's saying now I can't open up Twitter unless I'm alone. You can't go on Twitter when you're in a public setting, especially a waiting room.
I agree.
After years of requests, the Heisman Trust is giving back the 2005 Heisman Trophy to Reggie Bush. Let's go. Bush was stripped of the trophy after an NCAA investigation found that he and his family had received improper benefits while the football star attended USC. The Heisman Trust said the fundamental changes in college athletics have made student athlete compensation an accepted practice and appears here to stay. So now that it's legal to do all this stuff, is it fair that he got punished and got the trophy taken away? They're giving it back to him. There's going to be a lot of other people that had sanctions put against them or titles that were taken away that are now going to say, what about me? I want my trophy back. And
imagine how that must have felt to him and his family to have someone dangling a carrot like, I'll give you a lot of money. You're not allowed to have this money, but this money could all be yours.
Oh my,
just take it.
You're going to take it.
Who wouldn't? Who would be like, you know what? I'm actually not supposed to take those millions of dollars. Sorry.
I mean, I'm glad they fixed this system. I don't know if it's a perfect fix. I don't know all the details, but I'm glad that student athletes can now.
I know. It's crazy that they couldn't
get paid. Reggie Bush said in a statement, personally, I'm thrilled to reunite with my fellow Heisman winners and be part of the storied legacy of the Heisman Trophy. And I'm honored to return to the Heisman family. I also look forward to working together with the Heisman Trust to advance the values and mission of the organization. If you remember, Heisman Trust tweeted out RIP to OJ Simpson. Many believe that he's a killer, and you're going to just say RIP to him. Give Reggie Bush his trophy back. His crimes weren't as bad.
You think?
I wonder if that was like the enlightening moment where they're like, all right, we'll do that. We'll give it back.
Do you know off the top of your head the sole reason why they decided that college athletes could not profit?
Because you're getting an education in return, I guess.
Because you're there, you have a full ride.
You're an amateur athlete, you're getting an education in return, and then also is probably like some unfair competitive.
Yeah, I'm reading it. It made the competition unfair. Like if one of your teammates is getting all this money and you're on the team and you're not getting any offers.
It's also about some schools can afford to, you know, pay more than other schools, and there's not like a salary cap and all of that. Schools still can't pay athletes, but they can get endorsement deals.
Mm.
All right, earmuffs for some people on this one. It's a little vulgar. In an interview with Rolling Stone, Billie Eilish opened up about it all, including how masturbation has helped her with her confidence. You know what? I'm going to skip over the quotes about the self-love. She likes to use the mirror. We'll just leave it at that. She then added on her new song, Lunch, she was talking about that song, and she had this to say, I wrote some of it before even doing anything with a girl, and then wrote the rest after. I've been in love with girls for my whole life, but I just didn't understand until last year I realized I wanted my face in a vagina.
Oh my.
This Rolling Stone article was pretty wild. Her upcoming third album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, is scheduled to arrive on May 17th. This was like her coming out article, I guess.
Wait, this was? I thought she already did.
Was it? Oh, I didn't know that she... I thought this was it.
There was drama because she did something on social media where she basically alluded to the fact that she came out, and then something happened on a red carpet where a person congratulated her on coming out, and then that clip went viral, and then she said that that person on the red carpet, the interviewer, outed her. And everyone was like, no, you already told us.
Well, now she definitely told us. I don't think you can mistake that, saying I realized I wanted my face in A.
No, no, there's no mistaking it.
That's,
well, congratulations.
There you go.
To Billie Eilish.
Congrats. DaBaby says someone wanted to beef with him just to get some publicity. Industry rapper came to him and said, let's cook up some fake beef so we can get some attention, basically because of all this Drake, Kendrick, see all the attention that they're getting. They said, why don't we jump into it and go back and forth? And he turned them down. He said, no. He said, I'm not going to disrespect nobody that I got respect for because of what come with it on my end and from my world, from the cloth I'm cut from. I appreciate you thinking about me and reaching out. I appreciate it. But nah, bro, I got respect for you. I'm going to pass on that, he said. But it's just crazy that people are like, look at all the attention they're getting for beefing. Let's cook up some fake beef. I always knew that people did fake beef, but it's wild to hear a story about somebody saying,
I don't really like,
we should do that.
What do they call it when the curtain's pulled back on Hollywood?
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I don't really enjoy that because then you just realize how much is manufactured.
And how fake it is.
And how fake it is. And you're like, oh.
I just assume everything's fake.
That's how I feel these days too. I don't believe anything.
Kid Cudi scrapped his Insano World Tour after breaking his ankle last weekend at Coachella. Womp womp.
No!
We were excited to give away tickets to that.
I was so excited. I love him.
So much so that you peed yourself at a Kid Cudi show.
Yeah, you love that story, don't you? You tell it every chance you get. I don't even tell it. You tell it for me.
I'm sorry, but when Kid Cudi comes up in Dirty on the 30 and it's about a tour and the person that you're in the room with peed themselves at a tour, it's hard not to bring it up. It's fun. If it was the other way around.
I probably would.
You would. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Anyways, you were going to send me a meme last night that was not HR approved.
I didn't.
I know, but the thought was there. And then you told me about it today. So is it real? Like, you might as well have
just
sent it.
I actually forgot about it already. And then you brought it up and I was like, oh my God, actually, you know what? I was going to send that to you. And then I stopped myself because I thought this could be taken out of context.
Stagecoach Festival is happening this weekend. It's like the country music Coachella, same spot in California. And fans are
in the same spot.
I believe so. Yeah, it's out there in the same spot, Coachella, but like country, same location.
Why did I think it was in Vegas? That's a different country festival.
It's a different country festival. And people are speculating. Now you got me second guessing it,
I'm
but
Googling
I'm pretty sure it's at the same spot as Coachella.
It's at, yeah, Empire Polo Club Grounds in Indio, California.
Yeah, which is where Coachella's at.
Huh. I never knew.
So it's the country Coachella, and people are expecting Beyonce might make a surprise performance.
Does she still do festivals? I don't know.
She did Coachella.
Yeah, but that was like almost 10 years ago.
No, it wasn't. That was 10 years ago.
When did Beyonce?
I mean, she shut down Coachella. It was probably the most iconic Coachella performance.
I want to say it was like 2015 or something.
It was that long ago? It's 9 years.
Let me look. Oh, it was 2018.
Okay. Right before the pandemic, we minus all the years from the pandemic, that didn't happen. It was like 2 years ago then. Anyways.
That's a long time ago to me. I graduated college in 2018.
Anyways.
It was like an entire lifetime ago.
The Beehive is thinking she's going to pop out at Stagecoach. There's a lot of people that had worked on the Cowboy Carter album that are obviously going to be at Stagecoach. Will she pop out with one of them or will she bring them out? We shall see. But here is the real kicker. There's a mystery performer named DJ Backwoods Barbie that's on the lineup. And many of the
references... Why is it a mystery? Because people have never heard of them?
Yeah, many of the references on Barbie's Instagram page are about Cowboy Carter. Backwoods Barbie set is for 2 hours, which would be very unusual for a new artist on a Saturday night.
What? That would be really cool.
Backwoods Barbie. Who is Backwoods Barbie? Backwoods Barbie...
I can't even find the
was
Instagram.
...was a studio album by Dolly Parton.
Oh, you think it'll be Dolly Parton?
No, I think... I don't know.
What is Backwoods Barbie's handle? Because nothing is coming up. And also, I hate this new AI thing.
Oh, when you search?
I hate it. I feel like it's going to expose everyone I'm looking up and everything I'm typing in. I don't trust it.
Well, we shall see. It'll come out this weekend. That is your Dirty on 30 Minute How to Mean by Side by Each Brewing Beer, Coffee, and Food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Mine and Ave in Auburn.
Wake up. We vibe right here. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
So we're gearing up to play Brains for Bank this hour. $100 in the prize pot. And before we get there, though, we want to know what.
Have you ever been mistaken for a different age? Because Michael Douglas, the actor, are we familiar?
Yes.
Okay. So he has kids who are in college, and he went to Parents Weekend, and some of his children's college classmates said, oh, are you their grandfather? And he said, I'm their father.
That's going to be me.
you know what? It is going to be you, and that's totally fine.
Actually, it's not, because Andrew Tate called me gay, so.
Okay, well,
I'm going to adopt.
Anyways, so have you ever been mistaken for a different age? I feel like this happens to everyone, and when it does, they never forget it.
Have I been mistaken for an age?
Whether it was older or younger.
Have you? You go first.
Yeah. So the one that I will never forget is I was trying to go to the movies to see The Purge. It was like Purge 1 or 2. I can't remember which one, but it was rated R.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bought my ticket, they asked to see my ID and I showed them. They were accusing me. I was 18 at the time and I had been to multiple rated R movies and had no issues. But this was a theater that I didn't go to that often. And the cashier was trying to tell me that I was presenting them with a fake ID to see a rated R movie. And I said, this is not a fake ID. This is my real ID. What are you talking about? And he was like, I don't believe that you're 18. And I'm like, what more do I have to prove to you? And I'm not gonna lie, I really wanted to see the movie, and I was with a bunch of my friends and they all got in just fine. So I started to get a little sassy and I was snippy and I said, I don't know what you want me to say. I'm 18. This is my birthday. This is my real ID. And this is pretty ridiculous. Like, I've never had this happen to me in my life. Like, is this a common thing that people make fake IDs to go to the movie theater? I don't think so. They're buying alcohol.
And you're going to tack on a few extra years so you can go get booze.
I got a little crazy. Yeah, my fake ID that says I'm 18 years old. Who does that? No one ever buys a fake ID that's to say they're 18, unless they do. And there's some
underground
market that I don't know about. But so I had to fight him tooth and nail on it. And then I finally got in and I watched the movie and I loved the movie and it was a wonderful movie.
How did you get in? You just put up a big enough stink that.
Yeah. And then someone came over and I was like, can you check my ID? Because I don't know what the problem is here. And they were like, she's fine. What are you doing?
I don't think I've ever been in a situation.
And the guy was like my age. So I'm like, what's happening?
That's what happens when you give a kid that's like 17, 18, that much power.
I think that's exactly what happened. But all my other friends got in. All the other girlies got in. I'm like, what?
Well, you do look like a little. You still look like you're 18.
But now the older I get, the more I like that because I'm scared of aging. So, right. But back then I wanted to be an adult and I was really upset about it and I just wanted to see The Purge, please.
I don't have any specific examples, but I will be around people that will forget how old I am and then they'll make a joke and I'll be like, I'm actually older than that person. They'll be like, such and such sports player, when is he going to retire? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, well, I'm actually older than that.
I feel like I'm going to accidentally say something about being like, he's 40 years old and no kids. And you're going to be like, I'm 40 years old and no kids.
Yeah, exactly. People,
I find that so hard to believe that you don't have one story. You don't have one insulting story of someone thought you were way older or way younger.
No, I feel like I kind of like look right in my age range.
We had said that they didn't think that you were Ryan DeLon because you looked so young or something. They were like, that guy's way too young. That can't be Ryan DeLon. He says he's my age. He's not my age.
Yeah, that did happen. All right. Well, we can use that one. I was thinking of it like a negative one, I guess. But yeah, that's a positive spin on it.
No, it could be any time that someone.
Shouts to Mulligans. That was at Mulligans for St. Patrick's Day.
It was.
Which, by the way, we're going to be at Mulligans third Thursday of every month.
Love that.
For a Hot Radio Main DJ night. So if you're in the Biddeford area, go to UNE. Swing on by, say what's up to us on a Thursday night starting next month. Rhiannon in Lewiston, do you have a story about somebody mistaking you for a different age?
A kid I work with, he's like 16, I'm 23, and I was talking about my daughter with another coworker, and he said, oh, you must be old then. And I said, how old do you think I am? And he said, mid-30s. And this is the first time I've ever been called old. Especially like, I don't know, 10 years older, 15 years older, I was not having it.
And you're 23?
Yeah.
You are Gen Z. What is happening?
Yeah. I don't know. He's 16, but it's like he's 10.
That would keep me up at night.
Yeah. But some of those kids, though, they have like, as they get older, they got a better perceptive of age. Anyone over 20 to them is old when you're in your teens.
Yeah. That's not fair, though.
And how old is your kid? You have a kid?
She's 8 months old.
Yeah, so the fact that you have a baby, they think like, oh, people who have babies, that's like way, that person's old. They're a mom.
yeah, ridiculous.
Jamie from Portland, can you tell us a story of when somebody mistook you for a different age?
So I'm actually a grandmother. 37, I became a grandmother. And every time I go out with my daughter, my grandson, everybody thinks that I'm the mother and that's my son. And I'm like, no, I'm the grandma. And people are like, there's no way you're a grandma. I'm like, yeah, I'm the grandma. Like,
that must be flattering, though.
It kind of is. It actually is. I mean, I still, like, dress, you know, young, but I'm like, yeah, I'm a grandma. No one believes that I'm a grandmother. And I'm about to have another grandbaby, so...
Wow. Well, that makes me feel incredibly old because I'm older than you, so I could be a grandpa.
Yeah, you could. It's actually fun.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Wait, so you're 37. How old's your daughter?
She's 21 now. I'm 38 now. 37 when I became a grandma.
Got it. So
she's 21 now.
She's 21, yeah. And she's ready to have her second kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do they call you grandma, though, or are you going by something different?
My grandson calls me grandma. It was supposed to be Jima, but I was okay with grandma.
It's supposed to be Vima or Jima?
Jima.
Oh, Jima.
I was like, grandma's going to take him forever to stay, so let's go with Jima, but grandma it is.
I feel like the younger, hipper grandmas are like, don't call me grandma, call me like Noni or something. Like, they come
they
up with names.
They all have something, yeah.
But you're sticking with the grandma.
Because, yeah, I think it's hilarious because, like, I'm not a grandma. Like, I'm, like, reggae, Jordan.
She's
like,
a gilf.
Yeah, exactly. I'm, like, not a grandma type at all, but here I am.
All right, grandma. Well, we're going to play Brains with Bank right now. So hang up and call us right back. We're looking for call number 10. There's $100 in the prize pot. 207-807-1104. Call number 10. You're our next contestant for Brains for Bank. Dennis in Lisbon, has anyone ever mistaken you for the wrong age?
People will be like, oh, I think you're like younger or older, but I don't have like a crazy story to say.
So when they say you look younger, what age do they think you are?
2-3 years younger.
Yeah.
And when they say you look older, how much older?
2 or 3 years.
Yeah, so probably around that. Nobody's really accurate.
And how old are you actually?
16.
You're 16?
Yeah.
So when you're 16, if you people think that you're a couple years younger, they're thinking you're like 13, 14. And you're like, I'm 16. But if they think you're older, then you're like, yeah, I look older.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, okay, boomer.
He's like, okay, old lady. Oh my God.
Dennis from Lisbon. Let's do this thing, Dennis. You're our call number 10. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, Dennis. So how this works is I'm going to give you one question. You'll have 5 seconds to answer. If you answer correctly within the 5 seconds, you are going to win $100.
$100.
If you guess wrong or after the buzzer goes off, the money rolls over, and then the next person has a chance to win $200. But let's try to get you some money, all right?
Yep.
Are you ready for your question?
Yeah.
Who released the song Water on July 28th, 2023?
Tyler.
Is Tyler correct? Hey, you got that right. Congratulations.
Yeah. Sir?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you got $100.
Hello?
Yay!
Who's providing the ad-libs in the background? Who's more excited than you are?
Me.
Hello?
Hello?
What is going on right now, Tara?
I don't know. Dennis, you just won $100. How are you going to spend it?
Probably very incompetent things. I don't know.
Fortnite skins.
Fortnite skins? No.
How dare you? Did you say? Varying content things?
Incompetent.
Incompetent things. He's not going to use it smartly, is what he's saying.
Lovely.
All right, Dennis, you're a menace.
Dennis the menace.
You got $100. Congratulations. It's made hot in Maine by People's Choice Credit Union. Use your brains, do your banking with People's Choice. You'll get personal local support and get on track for a better financial future. People'sChoiceCreditUnion.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Next chance to play this afternoon would be all $100 in the prize pot. Tara, you're going to have to make these questions harder.
It's because he's 16.
He knew that one. He knew it.
Tyler's like my celebrity crush. You gotta try that.
It's because he's 16.
I told Tara that any guy is going to know who Tyler is for the creeps out there.
Shout out to all my creeps out there.
Shout out to the creeps.
It's not creepy for Dennis, actually. It's age appropriate.
How old's Tyler?
Maybe 21.
He's like 23, somewhere around there probably.
She's 22. She was born in 2002. You were on spring break.
All right, enough.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
We have tickets for a pretty cool hip-hop show. Terminology, Sky Zoo, Rome Streets. They're going to be at Pilot's Cove this Saturday. So we're a couple days away from this show. Pilot's Cove is in Sanford right there at the airport. If you would like to go, we'll take call number 10 right now, 207-807-1104, and we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets. 207-807-1104, call number 10, and you're going to see Term, Rome Streets, and Sky Zoo. If you're a hip-hop fan, this is definitely the show for you. Pretty solid lineup. There's a bunch of other people, too, on the lineup. You can check out the full lineup, hotradiomaine.com. And while you're there, you can also check out all the events by hitting the events tab. Tara does a good job keeping everything up to date on the website.
Thank you.
If you want to find out where I'm going to be DJing at, where Spose is going to be playing at, where Haley is going to be at, where B-All is going to be at, you can check the website as well, hotradiomaine.com/events. If you're looking for something to do for your weekend fun, there's a bunch of options up right now for you. And this is one of them. Term, Sky Zoo, Rome Streets, Sanford. Hit me up right now, 207-807-1104. 207-807-1104. We'll take call number 10 to hook you up with tickets. Hot Radio Maine, hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Bethany from Topsom.
Bethany from Topsom. You trying to go to this show in Sanford on Saturday?
Yeah, that sounds like a fun time.
All right, let's make it happen. Yeah. Pilots Cove, Sanford, you're there. You got a pair of tickets. Congrats.
Cool. Thank you.